This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the U.S., Starbucks doesn't want to be just coffee and scones. The massive chain is gradually rolling out an evening menu, including beer, wine, and small plates. After 4 p.m., there's truffle mac and cheese, bacon-wrapped dates, and alcohol. As of this week, some 70 locations have the stuff. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks at why Starbucks wants to become a bar.
Starbucks already has the caffeine to rev you up in the mornings. Now they want to help you wind down later in the day, says John Stasek, who covers Starbucks for Argus Research. He says this may be about getting people into the stores during the slower evening hours.
After dinner starts to tail off and people avoid caffeine, so they stay away from their local Starbucks late at night.
But ask Starbucks customers if they want wine at their coffee shop, and people are divided.
Why not serve wine?
Nicole Thomas already goes to Starbucks.
Oh, at least twice a day.
So she's on board with the booze. Very on board.
Definitely.
If she just wanted to work on her laptop or was waiting to meet friends after work, no brainer. But no way, says Jennifer Chen. Four shots of espresso, yes. The Italian Prosecco, the Californian Chardonnay.
Yeah, no. There's so many other bars in the city.
Starbucks says the rollout will continue at select locations only, so not every Starbucks will become a bar. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.